Welcome to the Breakthrough Woman Podcast. Experience the speed of grace in your relationships, money, and quality of life with your breakthrough catalyst and spiritual counselor, Valerie Grace, with host Andrea.
Hi, you're listening to City Radio Online, here to connect, and this is Breakthrough Women, experiencing the speed of grace. I'm Andrea, and with us is our breakthrough catalyst, Valerie. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Andrea.
Well, Valerie, we are back this week, and we have a new question.
Okay.
This person says, "Dear Val, I'm someone who has no issues with earning money. I work hard. I save as much as I can. But I have an issue keeping money. Large amounts come in and large amounts go out too. Sometimes, or somehow, it'll just be drained out of my bank account. Something is not right, and I suspect it's my beliefs about money and wealth. What should I do?"
Okay, it reminds me of a time in my life, actually, where it was easy to raise money for business, to attract investors who are willing to put in money for a business. And then somehow it would become a six-figure debt, as some of you have heard in previous episodes. And I thought it was not being financially savvy. I thought it was just that. But I learned that money is more than that. Money represents something. And it represents energy. It represents value. It represents worth. Like people, like you and me, we work in exchange for a value, right? And I learned that my personal breakthrough from that vicious cycle of a lot of money in, then a lot of money out, I learned that it was because I had a deep-set belief program that I was not worth receiving. And I was not worth receiving love. Like the ultimate of all is love. I didn't understand that initially when I learned that lesson, but it expanded my perspective and I started observing myself and others. I remembered times when I felt awkward to ask for money for a service I provide. And then I see this in other people too, where they are uncomfortable. They feel awkward, like, never mind, it's okay, or let's barter trade. But money is hard to come off the mouth, like as if it's a bad thing to earn the money.
Okay.
As if they're not worth the while. They will find ways to, it's alright, it's okay, or barge, or discount, or give pro bono all the time. You know, there's a difference. There's a fine line between doing well in what you're doing versus knowing your worth too. If you feel are not worth the while, you're going to find ways to prove that right. That you are not worth the while. You are not worth keeping this money. Somebody else is worth that, but not you. Very, very common. Very common belief program.
Okay.
And
this kind of thinking is very... it's a little hard to identify within ourselves.
Yes, just with yourself.
Yeah, we would think that, oh, it's okay, I'll just do my friend this favor. It's like, in our own perspective, we think that we're helping. But then actually, maybe it's us not seeing the value of what we are doing for that person, or the help or the service that we are doing for that person.
Correct. It's it shows, I mean, you can take an inventory of your life and see what's your understanding or what's your perspective of receiving money, of receiving compensation, receiving things from people, receiving help from people. Sometimes we may not even know that we are repelling, we are resisting, we are struggling with it, we don't want it, you know? It's as simple as how do you feel when you go to when you're invited to a very posh and grand venue and the people are treating you like a queen or a king? How do you feel? I have deliberately invited some of my clients to such places and they would feel so awkward and shy or nervous about it. When the waiter or the waitress, like, you know, calling them ma'am or sir and doing all that, and they'll say, oh, I don't know why there's that feeling. I feel so weird. I feel uneasy when people do this to me. You know? Then it reflects something. That they feel uneasy with receiving that kind of attention. There is nothing right or wrong about that. But it is... The question is, why do you feel awkward? You know, why do you feel uneasy to receive? Yeah, when was the last time... What were you taught about receiving? What were you taught about, specifically in this case, about people who receive a lot of money, let's say? I have worked with one lady. Very similar story. And she said that there's this contradiction. One day she shares on Instagram, or she tells herself that good things in life are free, the best things in life are free, and money is not everything, and you know, which is true, money is not everything, but it doesn't mean that money is not important. You can't deny that. And then there's another side of her that feels that, hey, why am I always struggling with money? So there's a contradiction. There's the East and there's the West. And which one do you want to be? You know? Then she realized that actually she has deep set issues with people with a lot of money. Certain people in her life that she had bad experiences with. And she developed a belief that, you know what? People with a lot of money are like this, this, this.
So what can this person do? She says that money is coming in and money is going out at the same time. So she just can't seem to save, can't seem to keep the money properly.
Yeah.
Yeah. What can she do?
So what she can do here is to take an inventory of just now all the questions I've asked. Because that's the root issue. You can force yourself to keep the money and hide or bury them. All these are physical solutions that don't work. Our world is more than physical. It's spiritual, emotional, mental. 75%, more than 75% of everything in your life is caused by something invisible. And I would invite this person to consider the scenarios given just now. To consider, what does she really believe about receiving money? About people who have a lot of money? Even the listener you are listening to now, if it triggers some feelings in you, it means something. And it's good news. At least you know that, hey, why am I feeling a bit uneasy or even angry now? There are people who do feel a pang of anger when they see somebody with a great car in a car park. They do. Or like sudden like squeeze of the heart when they see somebody with material things. What is the first thought that flies through your head when you see people who are wealthy? And I used to be that person too. I had bad experiences in social situations where I thought I was the victim. I felt bullied. And I went home complaining to my friends and my family about my encounters with these people. And I found myself judging them and generalizing people who are wealthy, people who are even successful. This is one thing too. People who are successful, how do you see them? And I found myself back then, I believe that, oh, you know, people who are like that, they are nasty. They will despise you. They are not so nice. They are fake. All of these things, I had to clear them. I had to resolve them. I had to release them from my heart.
Okay.
Because I held a grudge against successful people, wealthy people. I was jealous. I was judgmental. And continuing being that person, right, would not make me like them. I will not be successful. I will not be wealthy one day. If I hate wealthy people, if I hate successful people, makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Mentally, we all want to be successful. Mentally, logically, we would say, of course, why would I not want to have a lot of money? But if emotionally you are not aligned, you are disconnected, you know, then you got to do something with your heart. And that's what I did personally. I resolved that. I asked for forgiveness from Creator for that. That I'm so sorry I held those judgments. It's not true. And the next step I did was to look out for people who are successful, who have a lot of money, and they are totally opposite of what I used to believe they would be. Very kind people, very humble people, very helpful people. And then it changed my beliefs on different levels. You see, spiritually, I cleansed my heart from that bitterness, that anger. Then mentally, my belief programs shifted.
Yeah.
My perspective shifted. Then emotionally, I released myself from that and set myself free to make friends with people who are living the lives I wasn't living, and learn from them, humble myself. And interestingly, when you are like that, your world will change. You will break through. That's where I found myself. Okay, I earn my keep, and I can keep it.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Okay.
It's quite a big topic, this one.
Yes.
Yes. And sensitive topic as well.
Yes, it is. It's really a lot of change that has to happen internally before we can see the physical changes. Like what you say, it's not just about hiding our money somewhere and making sure that it's always there every day, but like it's really an internal work that has to be done first.
Yes, and it doesn't have to take that long to break through that.
That's great news. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. We don't have to always be the same, and we don't need drama to happen to learn these lessons. Like today, we talk about it, and if it kind of like tickles you a bit or prods you or even, you know, triggers something in you, don't stop there. Don't walk away and forget about this.
Yeah. We can do something and do it today.
Yes.
Yeah. So that we can make a change in our life. And what, like what you say, you know, breakthrough doesn't have to happen over years. It can happen quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much, Valerie. That was really very helpful. Follow Valerie on Instagram at Speed of Grace and visit her website at speedofgrace.com.
This episode is brought to you by the Breakthrough Woman Program with your breakthrough catalyst and spiritual counselor, Valerie Grace. Has anyone told you it's impossible? It'll take years. Don't believe them because they've never done it. But Valerie and her clients have. You too can experience the speed of grace in your relationships, money, and career within months, not years. Take action and break through at www.speedofgrace.com today.